Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, a big announcement from Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Birkbigler. She's on for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Marsha Birkbigler. She's the Washoe County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Good to see you.
You've got an announcement coming. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Uh-huh. But first of all, as we tape this, there was a big meeting last night, a joint meeting between the county and the city. Tell me what happened, what was discussed, mm-hmm. and what the players said.
Well, as you know, Lemon Valley, Swan Lake, is flooded. It's been flooded for 3 years.
And for the folks who live in Southern Nevada listening to the program, this is an area that's in what we call the North Valley.
Yes, just North Valley. And so, and you know, when you get as much moisture as we've had in the last three seasons, and you have, it's a closed basin, it's a old lake bed, so you know, have a clay-based lake bed, you're going to have water pooling on it. And so something needs to be done. We need to fix it. One of the concerns that a lot of the residents who live out there have is that both the Stead sewer plant, which is the property of the city of Reno, and the Lemon Valley sewer plant, which is the property of the county, has effluent, highly treated effluent, probably at the level of C, maybe a little higher than that, that goes into the lake. And the lake is apparently clean enough to, you know, not a big problem. I mean, you're not going to get sick if you swim in it necessarily, although it does grow algae, no question. There's some red algae in it now because of the heat, and there's also a lot of green algae in it. But the bottom line is the water needs to be displaced to someplace else. A lot of the residents have said if the effluent is stopped and doesn't go into the lake anymore, then that will reduce the lake on some level. Well, the city of Reno doesn't put any effluent into the lake in the summertime because they use that effluent, they sell it to like the golf course and to some other farmers up there and that kind of stuff. So there's not any water coming from there right now. But the point of last night's meeting was to set up a pumping and piping system, above ground piping system, that would run water from a certain amount of water from Swan Lake out to property that's owned by the county in American Flats. And that's on the sort of north, maybe a little to the east, but north side of the airport out there. And so the airport board was also involved in last month's meeting.
And this is the Reno Stead Airport.
This is the Reno Stead Airport, yes, not the Reno downtown airport, but the Stead Airport. And so they were there also because, of course, the piping is going to have to go across their land. Well, in order to do it on a quicker basis, it has to be above ground piping. Otherwise, you've got to go through an entire environmental impact statement, which is a 2 to 3 year process out before you could even do anything. And so they've worked it out so that this piping can go across the corner of this Stead property out, the airport property out there. And then it'll essentially be an irrigation system, if you will, to grow something like alfalfa or something like that on the county land. Now this land is land that the county purchased some time back, many years ago, and we've kept it as open space to benefit the airport. And so growing alfalfa on it isn't going to change any of that, or growing anything else on it for that matter isn't going to change any of that. And so that's really the whole gist of what last night was about. So two factors happen. Number one, there will never be any more effluent from the sewer, the Stead sewer plant, because they're going to do an interconnection with Tum Wharf, and so that it will actually run to Tum Wharf. So they'll actually run to the sewer plant that's here in the greater sewer right. plant here in Reno. So they're going to do an interconnection on that. So that's basically going to stop all their effluent from running into the lake on a going forward basis. Plus, we're going to pull this other amount of water out and use it, as irrigation for. And the purpose in the county being there was to agree that we will donate our land. And we're donating our land to the cause. We're not giving the land to the city of Reno. For those who are Washoe County citizens who might be concerned that the county is giving something that they own away, we're not giving it to them. We're donating a portion of it for the use of this alfalfa. And that's what last night's meeting was all about.
Okay, what was the response of the citizens?
Interesting in that, of course, a lot of the citizens are a lot of the people who live in and around that area are anxious to see something done with the lake. A lot of the members, there weren't a lot of members at the meeting last night. Apparently there had been a lot more at the night before when it was just the city of Reno. But at last night's meeting, there weren't a lot of citizens. But some of those who come from the Lemon Valley Swan Lake Recovery Committee were opposed to this. And frankly, I don't know why. You know, they gave us a list of 20, they gave the county and the city a list of 20 approximately things that they wanted to done. 18 of those have been completed. 19 would be to stop all the effluent from the Stead plant running in there. So that's in the process of happening right now. And I guess 20 would be to do something about Washoe County's Lemon Valley sewer treatment plant. And where we did, one of the things the county did last night was we approved to set aside $2.5 million in water sale money. So we had sold some water and we've got this money and it's been sitting in our capital fund. So we agreed to set that $2.5 million aside to do some other things to benefit this lake. And so that was done last night also, which will, I don't think, be enough money to redo our entire sewer system so it goes somewhere else, but it certainly will allow us to do some things to reduce the amount of water there. The big issue here is we have no idea what the winter is going to be like.
Right.
So how much water can we remove from it? We don't know, because we don't know how much water is going to come into it in the winter. But we are all concerned about that. And so that is probably the biggest issue for the elected officials, is that we figure out interim ways to move increments of water out of the lake so that if we have another big winter, when that water comes in, we are at least doing something. And so that's what the county is going to do with that $2.5 million that we set aside.
In this particular issue, what was the cooperation like between the county representatives and the city representatives?
Absolutely,
including the mayor?
Right on top. No problem. Everybody is, you know, our two chief engineers were talking about how wonderful the city and the county are working together. We actually work really well together. On a lot of different projects. You're going to hear a number of things coming up in the next month or two where the city and the county have signed on and we're working together to resolve problems. And so it's not the old days of the city and the county fighting so much as it is now. Look, we are part of the region. We're all part of the greater region, and our job is to see that the citizens of the greater region are getting the best service from their governments.
And, you know, the cooperation between those two entities would be a very good thing.
It would be a very good thing on a number of levels. Okay. On a number of levels.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about your announcement, and that'll lead us to further discussion.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marcia Birkbigler. She's the Washoe County Commissioner. At one point, you had said that you were not going to run for re-election, but you've changed your mind.
Yeah. You know, my husband passed away 2 years ago this month. And we had really had the idea that we would go to Italy and spend some time in Italy on some family property. And then, you know, he got sick and passed away. And so I was kind of left with the, well, I'm not going to run. I'm just going to go. But, I mean, I'm not going to Italy without him. I don't want to do that. I have a number of projects that I'm working on right now. Dispatch, we're really working hard to get Dispatch up and running. The regional master plan, I've been chairing the regional governing board, and so we're working on getting the regional master plan up and running. That's actually going to probably come to fruition, I'm guessing, by the end of this year, the first quarter of next year. So I thought that one's actually going to be in place, but I'm not sure that I'm comfortable that Dispatch and all the issues that surround Dispatch are going to be in place by the end of my term. And of course, I have to make the decision because I've got to file in March. I also have five major projects, well, four now because we've finished the one section of the trail in Incline Village, but I have four major projects at Tahoe, including, you know, our area plan that meets the terms of the new master plan for TRPA, the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, transportation, parking, a couple of things like that that really need continuity to continue on, and I've been working hard on getting those together, so I really want to focus on that. And then I have a couple of ideas on a couple of ways to save government money and overhead, and we're going to be working on those over the next 2 years. I am not ready to release that information, but Sam, when I am, I'll let you know. But I think that there are a couple of agencies that we can actually downsize, and that will save the taxpayer money, and it will allow us to use some of that money in other places and that are very needed. And so that's a major project that I'm working on, and I'm working on with Commissioner Lucy and with a representative from Sparks and a representative from the City of Reno. So I really have some things I want to complete and get done that I think will be beneficial for our region and also for our citizens. So based on that, I've decided to run again.
You know, it's interesting. I was visiting with Pierre Haschef, who was on the city council for many, many years.
Yes, and very effective.
Yes, and we were talking about why he stayed so long, because that was before term limits. Mm-hmm. And he said every time there were more things I wanted to get done, and that was what kept me going back.
And really, so for me, you know, Incline Village is, I'm the only representative for the lake. So Incline Village is an entity that's separated and different, and it needs someone who understands the issue and with continuity to willing to work on it. So vacation rentals is a big issue up there. Parking, of course, is a horrid issue up there. So we're looking at some ways to do things like that. We've got to get the regional area plan completed before TRPA steps in and does it for us. And we don't really want TRPA telling us how to run our community. So from my perspective, I have all this institutional memory of, 7 years now of working with Tahoe and pulling it all together. So, yeah, I want to complete some of those things. I want to address some of those issues before I step down, and I think I can get them done in the next 4 years.
Interesting. So let's pick up on the Tahoe piece of this. Larry Ellison is now the owner, one of the main owners of Oracle, now owns the Calneva on the north shore of Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's excited to see what that property.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to go up there and take a look?
Yes, actually, I chair a committee. It's a subcommittee of TRPA, or it's sort of involved with TRPA. It's not really a subcommittee, but it's called the Nevada Tahoe something or the other.
You're right.
I can't.
It's an acronym.
It's an acronym. NTAC is what it's called. I can't remember what the rest of it stands for. But at any rate, one of the things that needed to be done was we needed to look at the court ruling. There was a court ruling in California sometime back that was headed up by the Attorney General of the state of California at that time. And part of the ruling was that there can not be an increase in gaming properties. So if you want to, so all the properties are measured from, whatever to whatever. And most of them are measured, all of them, except the Calneva, were measured from the exterior wall to the exterior wall. Calneva was measured from the interior wall to the interior wall. So the space inside was smaller according to the records. And so one of the things we had to do on that committee was we had to have a complete and review of it and compare it to the other properties, and then the committee voted unanimously to change that. And the upside of that is what it allows Ellison and his team to do is, if you've walked in to any, for anybody who's walked into the old Calneva, you walk in the front door and the ceiling in the back comes down like this. And of course, you're looking directly at the lake. If the ceiling in the back comes down like this, he wanted to raise that ceiling up. That puts more volume inside, and this lawsuit prohibits volume. Not just external feet for gaming, but volume, internal volume for gaming. So it was extremely important for him to be able to do what needed to be done on this property to change that volume number. So that has been done, and now they're continuing to move forward on the property and the project. And so I think it's really going to be beautiful. I've seen some of the mock-ups of things that they're looking at doing, and they've already torn down some of the old shacks that were apartments and stuff there, and they've already torn that down, but it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Have you actually talked to Mr. Ellison?
I have not. I never get the opportunity to talk to the billionaires. I just get to talk to their staff.
I can introduce you to a couple.
I do a lot of work with PeopleSoft. Marcia, you're drawing a blank on his name, but another billionaire who lives up there who invented right. PeopleSoft. And I do a lot of work with his people on a number of different projects. Duffield, Mr. Duffield. I've only met Mr. Duffield once, and that actually was at the Humane Society because he and his family are big into rescuing dogs, and so am I. I have 3 rescue dogs, and so I actually met him at the Humane Society. But I have worked, I can't tell you how often, with his staff on a number of projects. But there are a number, as you know, billionaires who live in Incline Village. And they are all helpful behind the scenes. For the most part, they're all a really good group of people. But I'm a worker bee, so I don't get to meet all those lofty people.
Let me, I know this is Douglas County, not Washoe County, but going to be big changes ownership-wise at the south end of the lake with El Dorado Resorts purchasing Caesars, they're going to end up with Harrah's and Harvey's. They already own Mount Blue. Any thoughts on, you know, do they have to divest Mount Blue?
I've asked that question. Are they going to have to divest anything? And I have not gotten an answer yet. I think it is a question that will come up and probably will end up, you know, before the Attorney General and maybe before the Supreme Court to see whether or not they become a monopoly and will they have to divest something.
So you see that happening before it would be in front of the SEC, for example?
Well, I don't. I think it'll go to the SEC first. But I think that ultimately, because at this stage of the game, nobody has indicated that they have to divest anything up there. But they may have to, and we'll see what they do. Again, it's not a major issue for Washoe County, so it's a Douglas County issue. So I haven't really spent a lot of time talking to Wes, who's the new Douglas County Commissioner, who's does Incline Village, or who does TRPA?
Well, I think, you know, in the even bigger picture, I think, you know, with the fact that they'll pick up Harrah's in Reno, so that would mean if they didn't divest that, that they would own four properties in downtown Reno and close to 5,000 rooms, which would make no sense whatsoever. Despite the fact that they've just leased all these rooms
to the university.
To the university, which was a brilliant move on everybody's part.
Yeah. Such a great idea. It pulls the university into downtown, which is what we've been trying to do all along.
And
They've been fighting forever. And this is an excellent, excellent move.
All right, let's take a break. More with Marcia Burke Bigler when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marcia Burke Bigler. She's running again for Washoe County Commissioner. She's been there 7 years. This will be the third term, your last term. One of the things I've been noticing in looking at the pricing of housing is that we have a little bit of a lull. And
right,
I'm kind of wondering why. When we seem to have such a need, is it because people can't afford to buy the homes? Are we seeing a slowdown in people coming from California moving here?
I'm not seeing any evidence of a slowdown of people coming here. So I would think that right now the major problem is the fact that the average home is over $400,000. You know, if you're making $15 an hour, you can't afford a $400,000 home. So I would think that's really more the issue. I haven't had the opportunity, because I've been so busy on some other projects, to sit with the realtors and really discuss it. One of the things that we hear a lot of, especially around the lake, is this concept of vacation rentals. So many people are taking their properties now and using them as vacation rentals. And you're seeing that also in Reno. It's not just happening at the lake. But one of the things that people keep saying is, well, if we don't allow them to do vacation rentals, maybe then they'll either sell their property or rent it out. Obviously, there's issues with that because you can't tell people what they can do with their own, that they have to sell it or they have to rent it out on a full-time basis or anything like that. But that's one of the questions that comes up in, you know, I sit on CHAB, which is the community area, a homeless area board, and I sit on that, and we had our meeting on Monday, and so we're talking about a number of different projects that we're working on that relate to affordable housing, and so it's a problem. There's no question we're going to have to address affordable housing on some level, which is one reason why a moratorium in the North Valleys is not a good idea.
Yes, I think at this point a moratorium on housing anywhere in Nevada is a bad idea. Quickly, we've got about 15 seconds here. Anybody that's potentially running against you that has you concerned, or are you pretty confident that you can move ahead and continue to hold the seat?
No one has come out and said, I'm going to run against Marsha. I've had a couple people approach me and say, I'd really like to run for your seat if you're not going to run. And we've had a couple of other people who have mentioned that they might run for the seat. But nobody at all. I will tell you very frankly, I tell my people in Incline that if you're unhappy with what I'm doing, I hope you like your next commissioner. Because the truth is, I could lose easily. I know that. I hope I don't, because I think I've done good work and I'd like to continue on with some of the projects I'm working on. But, you know, everybody's vulnerable. Everybody's replaceable. So if the right person comes along, I could be replaced.
And that's where we have to leave it, Marsha Burke-Begler. We'll look forward to potentially debates.
Good. Should be interesting.
Yes, indeed. Always. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.